in the limelight.
The planet's amazing biodiversity is threatened as plants and animals struggle to adapt to conditions they're not built for. Please stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Noah Greenwald, writer. This article is published under the heading, Extreme Heat is Destroying Biodiversity. Here's the story. As Americans swelter under historic heat waves and seek refuge from triple-digit temperatures, wildlife is suffering too. This extreme heat is deadly for people and animals alike. Last summer, the West Coast endured record-breaking heat that led to heart-wrenching reports of baby hawks throwing themselves from their nests in a desperate attempt to cool off. Aquatic species haven't been spared either. Fish that evolved over thousands of years to survive in cool waters have died in staggering numbers in recent years, blanketing the surfaces of U.S. rivers. And it's not just the heat that threatens fish like Pacific salmon and many others. Glaciers that ensure a steady flow of cold water throughout the summer are rapidly disappearing. This summer's scorching temperatures will bring more of the same for animals across the country. The grim reality is these events will become more common because the U.S., among others, has refused to meaningfully address climate change. The planet's amazing biodiversity is threatened as plants and animals struggle to adapt to conditions they're not built for. If Americans don't change course, the result will be more of what they have already experienced. Extinction at a rate the world hasn't seen in at least 66 million years. In the Pacific Northwest, climate change-induced heat is pushing the general mid-rainer white-tailed ptarmigan to the brink. These shy alpine birds live in meadows nestled high in the Cascades from British Columbia to Mount Adams. In the winter, they bury themselves under dry, fluffy snow to keep warm. But climate change is making this type of snow rarer, replaced instead by snow with tough crust. In the summer, these birds prefer wet areas created by melting snowfields and glaciers, which are rapidly disappearing. Temperatures above 70 degrees Fahrenheit stress these birds, but these temperatures are becoming more common even above the tree line where the grouse live. Stress from heat compounds other factors like drought, disease, and habitat destruction that make it harder for plants and animals to survive. The Center for Biological Diversity has petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect the mid-rainer white-tailed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, leading to proposed protection of the little grouse. Many other alpine adapted species, from adorable American pikas to wolverines to moose, are similarly suffering as the planet warms. Already going extinct at a rate five times greater than land-dwelling species, it's freshwater species that may have the most to lose as heat waves magnify. During last summer's heat wave in the Pacific Northwest, shellfish died in unprecedented numbers. In the Southeast, home to an astonishing 91% of the unique and irreplaceable freshwater mussel species found across the United States, mussels, and other aquatic plants and animals are highly vulnerable to the extreme temperatures they are experiencing. For decades, the science has clearly told Americans that they need to dramatically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They also need to protect more of the natural world, particularly carbon-absorbing forests, which incidentally is the same thing they need to do to address another grave threat to animals and their way of life, the extinction crisis. The only question is whether politicians are brave enough to meet this moment with bold, urgent action. In the face of climate cowardice by legislators like Senator Joe Manchin, President Biden must take bold action to address the climate crisis and reduce filthy fossil fuel emissions. The stakes, like the excruciating heat Americans are experiencing, will only get higher.